Hi everyone, I'm Remo Monteleone.
And I'm Narelle Monteleone.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hub podcast series, where we discuss all things spiritual.
And we delve into topics such as psychic development, mediumship, healing, crystals, and so much more. Hi everyone, this is Narelle. Welcome back to the Spiritual Hub podcast series. Today, Remo and I are going to have a chat about spirit guides and connecting with spirit in general. So sit back and relax. And we're going to start with ways to connect with your spirit guides. So you may already be somebody who connects with your guides, but if not, I think it's good just to have a bit of a foundation as to how that comes about, how to take steps to do that. So to begin with, for me personally, I've always found that meditation or simply just sitting in silence, in stillness, is the best way to gain that connection. But that might be different for you. It might look completely different for you. Maybe you're someone who likes to do something creative, and through that creative space, you're able to gain messages or feel something in your body that gives you a message or a sign or a symbol. But it's different for everybody. So I always really recommend that you try meditation, and if it's not for you, then move on to something else. But definitely give it a really good go, because it's an amazing mindfulness practice. And for me, as I said, it really creates that connection. It really raises the vibration. And raising our vibration is important when it comes to connecting with spirit guides and spirit in general. So we need to raise our vibration in order for them to come down to meet us halfway. So to begin with, I would recommend that speaking to your spirit guide through meditation, asking questions and just being open to receive answers is a great way to start. Throughout your day, even just when you're at home, if you're by yourself, just talk to them. Ask some questions. When you're driving, ask a question. Should I go right or should I go left? Should I wear the red dress today or the blue dress? So just creating that connection, it's just like any other relationship that you would have. So the more you do that, the stronger the connection will become. So I'm going to hand you over to Remo and he can give you some tips as well.
Yes, hi everyone. Welcome back to our second episode. Once again, this is a fairly large topic, and you know, we could also spend hours and hours talking about it, but you know, we're just offering our perspective based on our experiences. So you know, there will be quite a bit of variation in there, and I think as Narelle was saying, she raised some good points. Meditation is certainly a good tool to use for connecting with spirit and our spirit guides and getting in touch with our intuition, but I feel, you know, the purpose of meditation, I guess, is to quieten the mind and disconnect from the busyness. So if you have another way of doing that, as Narelle mentioned, it doesn't have to be meditation. Some people do find that quite difficult. So you might find going off on a bushwalk or sitting in nature or painting, whatever it is, something that disconnects you from the busyness of life. And that usually starts to stimulate that connection with spirit, with the spirit world. Because, you know, I feel it's also very important to remember that it's a natural thing. You know, I believe it's a natural process. So we're not inventing it, we're not making it up, we're just trying to understand it, we're trying to work with a natural phenomena, which is, you know, us as physical beings connecting to our spiritual element, to our spiritual side. And you know, the more we do use it, the more we do engage with it, the stronger it does become. Because it is a faculty of mind, that spiritual element. So I guess a good analogy is, you know, someone that runs. If they train, they'll be able to run longer, faster. And then some people are more naturally gifted, maybe at running long distance or short distance, but with some training that can be enhanced, that can be improved upon. So I feel if we look at it as a natural thing that we're understanding and bringing closer to us, it takes away that element of mysticism or, you know, that kind of thing. It's something that everyone can do to a certain degree, and it is about spending some time, you know, with that part of us to grow that element that we have, that spiritual element. And spirit guides, you know, again, there's lots of theories and beliefs, and my personal experience with it is that I started with one, and then as I've advanced along my journey, more have come. And they've given me signs. I've sat with them, I've sat quietly, and I've asked for signs, and I've gotten the signs 2 and 3 times. So it is about satisfying yourself that you have made a connection, that you have got some signs that you feel are real to you. You know, and once that spirit guide makes their presence known, I feel you will start to become comfortable with the feeling of them coming forward in whichever way they choose.
What sort of signs did you get?
Well, I had an interesting one where, you know, I sat with my spirit guide, and I do remember in my mind saying hi, and I felt a strong hello back, very, very strong, to the point where I got goosebumps. And he gave me a name, and it was a bit of an unusual name. And I thought to myself, okay, well, that I could have just got that in my head. So I kept it in the back of my mind, and I went about my day-to-day business. And then that name turned up twice in very unusual places. And the first time it turned up, I thought, oh, there's that name, but I still wasn't convinced. And the second time that I saw it was the same name with a series of exclamation marks straight after the name. So I thought to myself, okay, that's a very clear sign, and I felt the presence of that spirit guide ever since.
Yeah, there's so many different ways that they connect with you, and the thing is they're always trying to connect with us, but it's just a matter of whether we're listening or not. So I know for me, way, way, way before I sort of was drawn into any of this spiritual stuff, as a child I'd often hear my name being called, and it was like a whisper behind my shoulder, and I had no idea what it was. And I remember asking my mum and telling her that I hear my name being called all the time, and she just sort of said, oh, you know, that's normal. So I never thought twice of it. I just thought, okay, that's normal. And it happened all the way from being a young child up until probably my early 20s, and then it kind of stopped. And I guess that's when I was too busy and going through stuff in life, so the connection wasn't there. But I think that's a good point that Rime makes, that it is very natural. We are always connected, and it's not this scary thing that we've kind of been led to believe that it might be through Hollywood and, you know, media and things like that. So in my opinion, it's all just an aspect of ourselves. We're multidimensional, so we've got so many infinite parts of self that we are able to tap into at any time just by resonating with that particular frequency. So you'll notice with spirit guides, there's a lot of commonalities. So for instance, Remo and I might have the same guides, or not all the same guides, but we might have one or two guides that we both connect with. And I feel that's all about the archetype. So a lot of people will have a wizard, for instance, or they might have a fairy, or, you know, something that's very similar and something that we can relate to. So that's just, they're all just parts of ourselves that we all have. And when it comes to connection, I know with me, I was going to a circle early on when I had my spiritual awakening. So we were led through guided meditations and ways to connect. And what I found helpful was in one of the classes, we were told to all just sit quietly. We'd been led through a meditation, and then we were simply asked to ask our guides to step forward. And then when you're in that space of being really open and in a place of receptiveness and acceptance and surrender, that's when you'll feel, hear, see, or just know they're with you. And it might be something really, really basic, like you might feel as if something's touched the side of your face. You might feel a cool breeze or a warm breeze. You might feel energy start to move in. You might get a flash of an image of somebody. It can be anything at all, and it will be very individual for you. So not having any expectation as to what's supposed to happen or what it's supposed to be like, because it's not supposed to be like anything other than what happens for you. It'll be perfect exactly the way it happens. And if it doesn't happen on the first try or the second try or even the third try, really don't be discouraged. Don't sort of beat yourself up and think that you can't do it, or you're not connected, or you're not psychic, or you're not spiritual, because we all are. We're all spiritual beings. We're all intuitive. We all have access to everything that we want. And if you can think it in your mind, then it's possible. So being consistent with practicing it and, just really taking it slow. And if it doesn't come easy, that's okay. You probably have another way of connecting with them. Maybe they connect with you through your dreams or something like that, or through signs out in nature. So there's so many different ways that they can connect. So it's just a trial and error. And really just talking to them like you would anyone else is probably the best way to go. And the other thing I just wanted to say as well is that there's also crystals you can use that help you connect with your spirit guide. So using crystals will definitely raise your vibration. So if you had an apophyllite crystal, for instance, or a clear quartz crystal or a selenite crystal, that's going to really lift your energy up so that you're in a more receptive state to receive the guidance that they have for you when you do connect. So that's just something to think about. But I'll put you back to Remo now, let him talk a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I'd like to add, one thing that I often do with my guides. Bear in mind, I've been doing this for some time, like a few years now, so I feel the connection has grown stronger. But one thing that I like to do, and that they are guides, so I guess I feel they're an extension of our intuition, for one, and as well, I do feel they are an aspect of us, and the archetypal figure does come into it, certainly. But if we want to listen to our intuition when we're seeking guidance, and they are an extension of that, sitting quietly, I find, clearing my mind and just getting into a nice calm state, and then asking the guide or the guides to come forward and simply see where they lead you. In your mind's eye, simply see where you're being led in relation to something that is on your mind at the moment. And I find that is usually very, very surprising and usually quite helpful, just where we end up, once we connect with those guides in a quiet space. And sure, it may be a specific thing that you have in mind, a specific intention, but often no intention other than simply to connect with the guide and see what comes forward for you, see what's most relevant for you at that time. I feel works even better, because it is all about intentions when we connect with guides in the spirit world. But often we could be focused on something or a bit stressed about something, so we're expecting a certain answer or a certain outcome or a certain thing to come through in that meditation, but what we expect may not be what we need, what is best for us at that time to help us move forward. So not having an expectation when you go into that quiet space, however that quiet space works for you. We mentioned meditation and nature, however that works for you, but not having an intention, simply going in and asking what you need now, and for them to show you what you need now. And, you know, guides as well, you know, it's going to be, I guess, difficult to talk about this without talking about the spirit world as well, people in spirit, because often when we start having these experiences, you know, in our previous podcast we spoke about spiritual awakening. So once the doors start to open, experiences can start to come from different ways: spirit guides, people in spirit, clairvoyant experiences, clairaudient experiences, all sorts of things. And it can be a bit, it can come a little bit fast at first, a little bit thick and fast, but once you sort of start to settle and get accustomed to it, then, you know, you can work with what comes and you can manage it a little bit better. For example, you know, if you want to go to sleep, you're tired, you don't want to have any experiences, you can simply set that intention and say, you know, tonight I need a break, because you can't always be connected to the spirit world, because we are physical beings, and you know, we do need to spend some time in the physical as well. It is all about balance, because I always believe that, you know, how we are in the physical affects how we connect with the spirit, and then when we connect with the spiritual element of ourselves, then that also affects how we are in the physical. So it is about keeping that balance. But, you know, I'm sure everyone will have their own unique experiences. And it's important to learn to trust those as well. It's good to seek guidance and be in a circle, as Narelle mentioned. And, you know, there are certainly a lot of questions that you would like answered. But certainly, you know, the whole purpose of it is to trust yourself more as well. So with that guidance, you know, always remember to trust your inner knowing. So I'll hand you back to Narelle and see what she has to add.
Yeah, I was just thinking of a time when I think this is a really relevant point too. When you do start connecting with your spirit guides or your spirit team, which can be made up of so many different types of guides, angels, star beings, there are no limits. But just talking specifically about your spirit guides, so you may have connected with your first guide, or you may have a couple of guides that you're working with, or multiple guides, and then suddenly you feel like they're not there, or you can't connect with them, you're not receiving any messages. And I know I went into a bit of a panic. It's happened to me a couple of times, and I've thought, oh, they've gone, they've left me, you know, I can't connect with them, what's happened? And I just wanted to say that my belief here is that they never leave you. They are a part of you, so they can't leave you. But there may be reasons for that. So, for example, if you're going through a really stressful time in your life and you're going through a lot of challenges, that might be the one time when you feel like you really need them more than ever, because you're looking for guidance and you're looking for answers. But you're in such a state physically and mentally and emotionally that you're not able to connect. So they haven't actually left you. It's just that you can't make that connection because of where you're at. So our energy will always determine everything. And the clearer we are and the more in balance that we are in mind, body and spirit, the easier that connection becomes. So if we're going through something that's very challenging, it might seem that we've been abandoned and that they're not connecting with us, but they definitely are still there. It's just a case of maybe they're giving us a break. Maybe they're allowing us that space to work through what we need to work through. And when we're feeling a little bit better and when we've come back into that energetic frequency that we need to be in to make that connection, then they'll still be there. And we'll have grown as a result of the experience, and we may even find that a new guide will then step in because we've up-leveled to a certain degree. So I just wanted to make that point, because I know that's a common thing that people experience, and they say, oh, you know, yeah, I used to have spirit guides, but I don't have them anymore. And that's definitely not the case. It's just that you've lost that connection, we've lost that connection, they haven't gone anywhere. It's us, it's not them. So I just wanted to, I just wanted to make that point as well.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I feel, you know, having said that though, keep in mind that some guides may come and go, you know, over a period of time, you know, as you grow, or as, you know, they've come and they've taught you, helped you with the lessons that they were meant to help you with. So that can happen. But yes, I also believe that they're always here. If we go on holidays for a couple of months and we come back, they'll be there. They'll probably be there stronger than ever because you've had a break. You know, look at it as, you know, you work a whole year and it's been a really busy year, and then you have a month off, and then when you go back to work, you're feeling refreshed and recharged. It's a similar sort of way of looking at it. So yes, I would have to agree with Narelle. I would have to agree that they're always there. And if there is, you know, if there is a haziness with the connection, I guess is one way to put it, or you feel there's no connection, I don't feel we should panic. I feel we should just, you know, ask ourselves why, or ask them why, and see what they say about that. But yeah, they're certainly with us throughout our journey, because as I was saying earlier, it is a very natural thing. I believe it's a natural part of, you know, the human race to have that spiritual element. They all have it, we all have it. So we're carrying that with us. And I guess, you know, the main objective is to try and be balanced with the connection as we go through life, as well as being balanced in the physical. Narelle, did you want to add anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, just going back to what we were talking about as well, in terms of getting frustrated, if you start to get frustrated, I can definitely relate because I've gone through this so many times myself. What I've come to realize is if you try to force anything, if you become, you know, really frantic about the fact that, oh, I used to have this connection and now I don't have this connection, and what's happening, it's not working, you're only setting yourself up for more of the same. So it's anything you try to control, it's not going to work. You really need to be in that energetic space of just being. So not doing, just being. It's all about energy. Every single thing that we try to achieve and that we go through in life comes back to how we are on the inside, where we're at, what our thoughts are, what our actions are, what our emotions are. It's all about resonance and what we're resonating with. If we're trying to force something or controlling it, we're not in a space of acceptance and receptiveness and surrender, which is really the key to spiritual development, in my opinion. You really need to be in that space of openness and open-heartedness, coming from a space of love and compassion. That's the energy that spirit works with. If you're angry, that's not to say, you know, if you're having a negative emotion, that's not to say that spirit won't connect with you, but you're not going to be getting the best connection that you can, because you're going to be attracting whatever you are. So working on ourselves, ongoing, it never ends, is the way to really living, you know, your best life, but also to be getting the best connection and the best intuitive guidance, because everything's being filtered through our own level of perception. So where we're at is the sort of information that we will receive, and then if we're working with others, you know, we really want to be giving them the highest level of guidance and support and love and compassion that we can. And you know, if we're not in a good place within ourselves, then that's really going to come through in the work that we do. So healing ourselves ongoing as much as we can, every single day, doing practices that are healing, that are clearing our energy, that are bringing us into balance, and that are raising our vibration to higher levels of frequency, is really key to spiritual development and psychic, you know, intuitive work. So I hope that helps you. And did you have anything else to say, Remo?
Yeah, I did. I just a couple more things just before we finish up for today. Yes, yeah, certainly allowing, you know, the energy to come rather than trying to control that energy, because, you know, in that space of allowance, that's where the integration of that energy happens naturally. And if you're allowing the energy to integrate naturally, you know, that's when you're receiving the messages that you're meant to be receiving. And, you know, spirit guides and the spirit world and our intuition, I feel, you know, when we connect with our guides in the spirit realm in general, it is all about just getting a deeper understanding of the spirit world, but not just the spirit world, it's about a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us, you know. And it's through those understandings that we get the growth and we get the guidance that we, you know, that we need, because ultimately I believe it's all about love, this journey, and spirit comes forth, it's all about love. It's about understanding and loving ourselves more, and then through that, you know, we can understand and love others more as well, because, you know, the world is quite hectic sometimes, and that's where the little barriers are created, the little blocks and the things that we can't see because of all that busyness. But connecting with the spirit and just allowing that energy to come will give us a clearer vision. And ultimately, you know, it is all about love. I believe that's what it's all about. That's why we have spiritual awakening. That's why we connect with spirit. That's why we're able to connect with spirit. And, you know, I guess it's not something that's nurtured, you know, through school. It's not something that's just part of the curriculum of life, really. So, you know, I hope we're endeavoring to sort of change that a little bit, and I hope that we do that. Even if it gets to a handful of people, and, you know, then the message slowly gets passed on. But yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Narelle, did you have anything else?
No, that's it. Just sending lots of love to everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.